As I say, that story more or less wrote itself once I'd absorbed all the background information. If writing were always that much fun, it would be more popular than television. But it's not always fun. Sometimes it's excruciating drudgery. A few years back, I contracted to write a novel that seemed like an interesting project at the time. A couple of chapters in, though, I could see that it just wasn't going to work. It was too trivial a project, and I disliked myself for wasting time on it. I wrote the publisher, saying I just couldn't do it, offering to return the advance. They answered, "No, we don't want your money, we want our book." In the fullness of time, as they say, I did finish the damn thing. An adventure novel. I had expected to write it in 3 months. Instead, it took most of a year, grinding teeth, growling around the house, cold-bloodedly trying to inject life and intelligence into the dead, dumb thing. Strangely enough, it turned out to be not too bad a book. But the single thing I enjoyed most about it was taking the manuscript up to New York, dropping it on the editor's desk, and saying goodbye. From New York, we drove down to my mother-in-law's horse farm in Maryland, a lovely, quiet place where I have a back room to myself in the mornings and usually write well. After the drudgery of this novel, I wanted to write something that was fun. I'd never written a story about a private eye, forgiving a dreadful Mickey Spillane parody that you can be glad didn't make it into this collection, and I'd just read an article in Esquire about the ways modern private investigators actually conduct business. Pretty drab stuff, actually. They don't even carry guns. Mostly, they seem to study and take advantage of bureaucratic and jurisprudential loopholes, quite legally enabling their clients to stick it to their ex-husbands or deadbeat creditors or whomever. Raymond Chandler would have had an awful time with these bozos, sitting underneath their $20 haircuts, offices full of law books, and nary gat nor bottle in their desk drawers. Well, things would have to be more interesting in the future. I groped around in the science fiction bag of tricks and came up with some clones and computers and enough weaponry to take over a small Central American nation. For a setting, I closed my eyes and tried to recapture 2 heavenly days of sailing and skin diving in the placid turquoise waters around St. Thomas, then added a spatter of blood.